With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. One result of the sale of the dam is that Lake County will see a serious cut in tax revenues, Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The tribes do not have to pay state property taxes on the land. Before the tribes took ownership, the dam was the largest source of tax revenue in Lake County, almost $1 million a year. Now that money is gone, and the tribal officials say they will not be able to help offset the loss. Lake County Commissioner Gail Decker was disappointed by the tribe's decision, but not surprised.
You know, there's not a lot you can do about it. You know, you just need to come up with a way to deal with it and move on.
According to Decker, the tribe told him the decision was based on the economics of the situation. The price for the dam's power isn't great right now, but if that changes, the tribe could possibly afford to help with the tax loss.
They would be willing to revisit that and possibly do something in the future.
Lake County will create a plan to deal with the losses in their next fiscal year budget. Montana Public Radio is not able to contact the tribes for this story. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.